Chapter 40, Feeble Mind Freed. Comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 14. Gaius had a plan. It was time to do something again. "Well," Gaius said, "now that you are here, I have a plan. We have Mr. Greatheart with us, and he knows how to use weapons. That can be of a great help. Shall we go for a walk? That is to say, if you have eaten enough." Everyone agreed. "Well," Gaius said, "we will first go into the fields. A certain man called Slay Good lives close to this place. He is a giant who commits much evil in this area. He causes great damage on the king's highway. He is chief of a group of thieves. This giant must be punished. He cannot and may not live here any longer. Come, I think I know where his cave may be." And there they went, Greatheart in the front, heavily armed. He had a sword in his hand, a helmet on his head, and he had a shield in front of him. The other ones had spears and staves with them. Not long after, they found the giant. He was not alone. Oh, terrible! He was holding a traveler and beat him severely. That poor man was one feeble mind. The servants of the giant captured him on the way. They had brought him immediately to Giant Slaygood, who was now taking everything from him. The giant was so cruel, and that he even wanted to eat Feeble Mind's flesh. That was because he was from the family of the flesh eaters. At first, the giant did not notice anything. But then, suddenly, he saw Greatheart and his friend standing at the entrance of his cave, fully armed. "What are you doing here?" he barked. "We want you," Greatheart said. "We have come to take revenge on you. You dragged many travelers from the king's highway and beat them to death. You must be severely punished. Therefore, come out of your cave." The battle with Slaygood. The giant grabbed his weapons and came out. The battle began. It took more than an hour. Then they stopped to catch their breath. "What are you actually doing here on my ground?" the giant suddenly snarled. "I told you that already," Greatheart answered. "We have come to avenge the blood of the travelers." The giant rose up fiercely and immediately began to fight again. Slaygood came to Greatheart with so much force that he had to back up, but he soon was ready for him again. He attacked the giant with heroic courage. He valiantly hit him against his head and in his side. This happened with such force that Slaygood dropped his weapons. Greatheart immediately threw him on the ground and killed him. He cut off the giant's head. The battle was over. The head was taken along to the inn. Everyone could know that the giant was slain. Greatheart also thought of poor Mr. Feeble Mind and took him along to the place where they lodged. When they were back again, they showed the giant's head to the others of the family. Then they placed the head in a spot where everyone could see it. Everyone who was planning to act like the giant should get a good scare. Mr. Feeble Mind looked at it with trembling legs and a pale face. He was saved just in time. Feeble Mind told. When the other ones saw Mr. Feeble Mind standing like that, they came to him. "Ah, poor man, how did you fall into Slaygood's hands?" "I will tell you that," Mr. Feeble Mind said. "As you noticed, I am a sickly man. When I still lived at home, death knocked on my door every day. After a while, I thought, this is not going well. Here at home, I will never become healthy and happy. Therefore, I went on this journey. I left the city of uncertain and traveled to this place. Are you from there? The other ones asked him. Mr. Feeble Mind nodded. My father was born there and I was too, but I am not strong at all. I actually have no strength in my body at all, and even less in my mind. But I still want to live as a traveler who travels to the celestial city, even though I would have to crawl. I still remember very well that I arrived at the gate, you know, the one at the beginning of this way. Yes, we know that gate. Well, then the Lord just accepted me. He wanted to have me and did not object that I entered through the gate. He did not mind that I was so weak. Neither did he talk about my feeble mind, but gave me everything that I needed for this journey. Keep hoping until the end, he told me. At the interpreter's house, they were very kind to me. You must not ascend Hill Difficulty alone, they said. They arranged for a servant who went with me, and he carried me up the hill. After this, I received much comfort from other travelers. Truly, I walked extremely slowly. I just could not walk faster. Of course, there was no one who wanted to walk like I did. People constantly passed me. They were always very kind to me. Keep courage, they would say. They comforted me with kind words. Our Lord wants this, they would say then. He wants us to comfort such poor, feeble-minded ones. And then they would continue. When I arrived at Assault Lane, everything went wrong. There I met this giant. Oh, tell us what happened, the other ones asked. I will tell you, Mr. Feeble Mind said. I could not escape anymore because Slaygood stood right in front of me. Prepare for a battle, he yelled. But of course, that did not work. Such a weak one as I cannot fight. They should have given me something to strengthen me instead, for that was how afraid I was. The giant came and got a hold of me, but I still believed he would not kill me. Also later, when his helpers dragged me into his cave, I believed that. That is why I did not go along willingly. I would come out alive. True travelers will not be killed by that enemy. God takes care that they will stay true to their master. It was silent for some time. Then Mr. Feeble Mind continued. I looked robbed, and I was robbed. They took everything from me. But as you can see, I escaped with my life. For this, I am thankful to my King and Savior, and to you too, for the Lord wanted to use you for this. I believe I may be attacked on the way more often, but if that will happen, I will follow a plan. If possible, I will try to run away, and if I will not be able to do that quickly, I will do so slowly, and if that does not work either, then I will crawl. That is how I want it. I believe that the Lord has worked that in me. I thank him for that, for he is the one who loved me. I do not know what will still come. My way is before me still. But my heart is across the river already, even though there is no bridge crossing over it. I long for it, even though I am feeble-minded. I do not need to tell you that. You see how feeble my mind is. When the old Mr. Honest heard all this, he had to think of another man, a man who resembled Mr. Feeble Mind very much. Listen, Mr. Feeble Mind, I must think of another traveler I know. His name is Mr. Fearing. Maybe you know him too. I certainly know him. He was from the city of Stupidity. That city lies to the north of the city of Destruction. It is just as far as the city where I was born. We knew each other very well, for he was my uncle, my father's brother. We looked very much the same. We almost had the same personality, only he was a little shorter than me. Yes, Mr. Honest smiled. I thought so. You can see that you are related. Both of you have a pale face. You have the same way of looking, and you even talk in the same manner. Most people who know us say this, Mr. Feeble Mind said. And by the way, I noticed it myself too. What I noticed in him, I recognized in myself. Gaius felt love in his heart for Mr. Feeble Mind. Come, be glad and do not worry. You are welcome here with us. Just ask for everything you like to have, and if my servants can do something for you, they will gladly do so. When Mr. Feeble Mind heard this, he had tears in his eyes. He said, Oh, so much goodness! It is as if the sun broke through a dark cloud. If Giant Slaygood would have known this when he got a hold of me, and if he would have known that I would receive this, he never would have let me go. After he emptied my pockets, he did not want to let me go any further. He could not have known that I would come here. And now I am standing here with Gaius, the man who so kindly let me into his house. Who could have ever thought that? The end of Mr. Not Right. At the very same moment that Mr. Feeble Mind and Gaius were talking together, someone came running to the inn. He called at the door. A little later, he stood inside and told his story. About an hour and a half's walk from here, something terrible happened. A traveler died. He was struck by a thunderbolt. It was Mr. Not Right. Oh, terrible, Mr. Feeble Mind called out. Was it him? I know him. A few days before I came here, he passed me. He wanted to travel with me. He was with me when Slaygood the giant took me. But he could walk very fast. Therefore, he escaped him. But now it seems as if we know why. This man had to escape the giant, because he had to die on the way. And I was taken by the giant, because I had to stay alive. Mr. Feeble Mind was not able to comprehend this, and sang a song. What one would think doth seek to slay outright, oft times delivers from the saddest plight. That very providence, whose face is death, doth oft times to the lowly life bequeath. I taken was, he did escape and flee. Hands crossed gave death to him and life to me. At this time, Matthew and Mercy were married. It was a joyful day. Also James, Matthew's brother, received a wife. Gaius gave him his daughter Phoebe. Again, it was a joyful occasion. After this, they stayed with Gaius for more than 10 days. During that time, They occupied themselves with searching God's word, as many that travel to the celestial city also do. Explanation. Mr. Feeble Mind was a man with a weak mind. He was often afraid to die. Yet there was also love for the service of the Lord in his heart. He was a man who was converted by God. Mr. Feeble Mind also came through the gate. Thus he learned to know the way of salvation. That was a great wonder for him, for he was afraid that he would be rejected. Also today, there are people in whom the Lord does work, but who have little courage. A child of God with a weak mind is not able to proceed as fast as others. The journey is not so easy for them. They often look up against things. They often are not able to keep up with God's children who move too fast. Therefore, those with a weak mind are often alone. And then came Giant Slaygood, an enemy of God's children is meant with this. In John Bunyan's time, there were powerful enemies who hated God's children. In that time, there was a king who was called the Flesh Eater. Such enemies have been there more often. They still exist, and especially capture weak people who cannot defend themselves very well. Many of God's children have been captured. But it can also be that you are teased because you want to serve the Lord. It can be so bad that you cannot sleep and eat well anymore. You lose weight. It is as if your flesh is being eaten. How difficult this can be for you. The Lord also wants to care for such feeble-minded people. He can help no matter how difficult things are. The enemy cannot continue on forever. The teasing will stop one day. Even today, he wants to use his servants for this. There was also another man on the way. His name was Mr. Not Right. This man could walk much faster than Mr. Feeble Mind, so he was someone who could talk easily about faith. He did not have as much difficulty as Mr. Feeble Mind. Again today, there are people who think they have a strong faith. They feel God's children live their life much too difficult. Mr. Not Right was not captured by Slaygood. He had done things well. It seemed as if things went well with him and bad with Mr. Feeble Mind. But be careful, it was the other way around. Just watch how this man's life ended.